The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, and we will continue for the next hour for the conclusion of our show at 7 a.m. And here is from Fall River, Massachusetts, Captain Don. Good morning, Captain Don. How are you, sir?
Good morning. I'm doing well. I hope you are, too. And Miss Robin home, I hope she's doing well.
She's doing great.
Great. I don't know if you remember, but last year, the discussion about cigars and the smoke being repellent, I actually did that little experiment that you were talking about before. In the evening, I was working on my boat up in a boat yard in our community, and prior to the discussion, I was getting hit pretty regularly by mosquitoes and other little bugs and flies and such. So I bought a couple of those little Dutch Master mini cigars, and I lit them up, and I noticed a great difference.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not advocating smoking cigars, but just to prove that point, I think that I was pretty comfortable in saying that it did have an effect.
Yeah.
It did have an effect.
I don't have any doubt on that. Reading what we just read about, you know, odors and how the sense of smell is affected. I can imagine that different things attract people differently. I mean, I happen to like the smell of certain cigar smokes and tobacco smokes. I don't partake. I don't use them. I was delivered by God from tobacco years and years ago. So I made a vow I'd never touch it again, and I haven't. But it doesn't mean I can't enjoy the odor, but I'm not a mosquito, so maybe they don't like it that much, you know?
Yeah. So. Well, they seem to like me.
So yeah, well.
I can feel the pain, Miss Robin.
Yeah, well, some people are more attractive. They used to love me, and I used to get terrible reactions to them when I was a kid. And you know, wearing shorts or no socks or something when you're fishing, and we used to hang out in southern New Jersey. And, well, I'll tell you, that was like being in Dorchester County, and that's where I got most of my bites. And then once, I guess, I don't know if I built up a antibody or a repellent or something in my system that became less attractive to them, but I'm not particularly bothered by them. You know, yeah, I mean, I had one bite me the other day and, you know, swished it off the back of my leg and the blood flew, and you know how that is. And then, but no real reaction. I got severely bitten one time when I was young, all over my back, and I was digging a trench, in Bedford County, Pennsylvania for my uncle that lived there, and I got bit all over the back and went and took a shower, and you know, the reaction wasn't horrible, but I don't know if that was what spurred, because there were so many bites, this change in my, but it's just or maybe I just stink worse now, I don't know, but I don't attract them as much as I did. But I, you know, the bothersome ones are the ones that buzz around your ears and in your eyes, and you know,
absolutely,
that type of thing when you're out hunting.
Yep.
And one of the first times I sick a deer hunted in Dorchester County, I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, yeah, mosquitoes are supposed to bother you down here. They don't bother me. Of course, I'm in a stand up against a pine tree, and it's starting getting darker and, you know, towards dusk, and you could see them coming out from the bark. That's where they were hiding. It was not a pretty sight. But being up, you know, 10, 15 feet in the air, so you watch them coming out and then they swarm you. But, you know, they don't particularly bother me that much. They bite me, but they don't bother me that much. So.
Well, I've noticed in my little area in Stony Beach that when I eliminate any standing water, and they use the word stagnant. I'm not so sure it has to be stagnant.
No.
Standing water, and you can actually see them floating.
Yes. You can see the larvae in there.
Floating around and anything, even like a jar.
Yep.
Even. Yeah, so that's a great preventive measure to eliminate them from the immediate area. So, but anyway, again, enjoy listening to all what's going on down there. And I hope to be on the water tonight in the Chesapeake Bay or Patapsco River trying to get my legal size stripa.
Yeah, legal size stripa, 19 inches, huh? Good for you. That's good.
It.
Yep.
All
right.
Take care.
Well, look, give me a call sometime. After this week, I think things will settle down a little bit. I got another magazine to put out. We have another magazine to put out 1st of August, but things will settle down here a little bit for me. So we'd love to go out and catch some catfish with you. So
you know what? I have to get my my cat food from the dollar.
I'll bring the cat food. I'll bring the chum.
So. Okay, brother.
All right, man. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
See ya.
Bye-bye. You know, the first time I saw a mosquito larvae was actually in Canada. We were, when I was 12, 13 years old, we would go up to Val-d'Or, Quebec, and go to Northern Outfitters, which was on the Ottawa River. Fresh water, we were told. You climb this little mica shelf, and you go up into the top of the woods, and you'll see the path to the spring. And you go and, you know, you get your containers of water, and then you come back down this cliff, this shelf that went off the Ottawa River, get back in your boat and take you. And we went up there, and we dip water out with a pan and put it in some, I don't know, jugs of some kind. I can't remember. Take it back to camp. But the mosquitoes were breeding in that spring, and you could see the larva in your drinking water. Yeah, very attractive. You take it and strain them out and then boil it, and you were fine. So, Pete, good morning. How are you doing, Pete?
Alan, I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
Couldn't be better. What's up?
Well, I caught my first snakehead.
Oh, good. Congratulations.
You don't remember me. This is my first year fishing. I'm 69. And anyway, yeah, so I went down on the Transquakin River. I was able to slide under a little bridge because I've got that little 10-foot twin troller electric boat.
Mm-hmm.
And I go up there, and I never caught a snake. I wanted to really catch one, so I was throwing a chartreuse chatterbait with a little trailer on it. And I was on 12-pound mono, and I was thinking, I probably won't catch one. I'll just shoot for some bigger bass out there. And all of a sudden, I hook something up, and it starts pulling the boat around.
That's nice.
So I finally get it up to the side of the boat, and it's got a mouth that's about 6 inches wide. I'm like, holy smoke. So anyway, I tried to net it, and it wouldn't fit in the net. So I finally got it in the net. It was 32 inches long.
Good grief.
And 11 pounds. Unreal.
That's amazing.
Oh, it was amazing. Of course, at that point, I'm like, the heck with bass. I'm going head hunting.
Yeah, there you go. Did you eat it? Did you eat it?
You know, the funny thing, they say that's the top of the food chain. He didn't look like that 6 hours later on my plate.
No, how'd he taste?
Oh, Alan, I'm telling you, it slices like steak. It's like halibut. It's pure white meat. And it just tastes great with, I just put a little salt and pepper, a little lemon on it. I didn't want to, I wanted to kind of taste the fish.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I got 9 big fillets out of that sucker.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, but I tell you what was odd was the skin was like cutting a belt.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, they're tough.
I was talking with a guy, and he said the best thing to do is when you want to cut the skin, take a utility knife and cut the skin, and then go ahead and use the fillet knife. So that's pretty good advice, I think.
Yeah.
Man, what an exciting! I'll probably never catch another one 11 pounds.
Did you take any pictures?
Yeah, I did.
Send me a couple. I can't wait to see them. Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com, or you can text me.
Yeah, I'll send them over to you in just a minute. Yeah, but anyway, I was thrilled to call you and tell you that. But, I went fishing in a little lake down the eastern shore, and I caught two bass, but I caught the biggest, most beautiful bullfrog.
Again, how'd it taste?
I didn't have the heart to take that poor little guy out of his domain. But anyway, yeah, I was throwing a hollow rubber frog back there, one of the booyahs with the spin tail on it.
Yeah.
And had two bass really tear that up back in the lily pads. But this guy ran across, looked like a Komodo dragon, he's run across the lily pads and not tried to pull the lure away, but it was too slow and it hooked him in the lip and got him.
Oh, boy.
But I'll send you a picture of him, too. But, boy, I tell you what, it's just, I'm sitting there fishing and I'm staring, you know how you get concentrating on where you're throwing your bait and all that and which tree you're going to throw it into.
Right.
And next thing I know, I look down and 5 feet in front of me, there's a beaver swimming by.
Oh, that's cool. There's always cool stuff out there to see, you know?
I got to tell you, I have missed so much over the years. I've been listening to you thinking, yeah, I got to get outdoors. And every time I hear you say get out and stay out and of course, be safe.
Yeah.
I think everybody got to get outdoors to see this stuff. This is... God's just given us too much to enjoy, and if we're not out there looking at it, we're wasting time finding it on television.
Exactly. Yep. Exactly right.
Yeah, so. Man. So, yeah.
All right, man. Well, appreciate the call.
Yeah, good talking to you.
All right, Pete.
Great for it.
Thank you, buddy. Have a good one, and congratulations on that big snakehead. That's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much. Appreciate your kindness.
All right, man. Take care. Bye-bye. Yeah. Big old snakehead. Crabber Ron, how are you?
Hey, Alan.
What's going on?
Happy 4th of July weekend.
Same to you, buddy. Same to you.
I lived in Baltimore County in Randallstown for years.
I know.
And then moved down to the Eastern Shore.
You're on the shore now?
No.
Oh.
I lived down there for 3 years.
Oh, okay.
A little town called Mardell Springs.
Know exactly where it is.
Yeah, well, I didn't live in the town. I lived on the other side of the road. It was called Riverton Road. And there's a box factory right there on the corner.
Right.
I lived back that road about a mile and a half. Well, if you went back about another half mile past my house, the Nanticoke River during high tide came right up to the road.
Sure.
Well, I bought that house in November, and I heard all the stories about mosquitoes down there. I said, hell, I got that. I bought that house in November, and I'm out there. There ain't no mosquitoes.
There are no
down
mosquitoes.
Here.
Yeah, right.
So, anyway, move in, and in May, the mayflies came out, and they'd bite the living hell out of you. So, after the mayflies left, then the mosquitoes came out.
Right.
And you didn't go outside unless you had a light jacket or a shirt, long sleeve shirt and long pants on and sprayed any bare part of your body. Those mosquitoes would tear you up and they were there until the first or second frost in October. But it was terrible. This friend of ours came down, they were going to the ocean and this woman, she had shorts on and she walked, I said, oh, you got a garden out there. I had a real big garden. I called her Sam. I said, Sam, don't go back there and them weeds. Well, she went back there. She wasn't there about 3 minutes, and she's back out. Them mosquitoes tore her up.
Oh, yeah, they'll do it. No question about it. No question. Yep.
But I thought, there ain't no mosquitoes down
nah,
there.
Nah, you know.
You
were deluded into that when you were down there at, in that late season. But
yeah, well, November, there weren't no mosquitoes.
Right, right.
But,
right. Yep.
They were terrible. I mean, you know, like I said, I went out back to change. I had a driveway and went all the way around the house. And it was just stone and gravel and stuff. When you went around that house, you stirred their mosquitoes up. You had to get out of that truck and run to that back door, which is only about 15 feet away,
right,
to get in the house, and the damn mosquitoes would still follow you in the house.
Oh, yeah, no question.
Oh, man, it was terrible down there. We got out of there, lived there 3 years, went down there during the big boom down Ocean City, you know, construction boom.
Right.
And then that kind of died out, and we came back to, moved up here to Carroll County. Ain't been bit by a mosquito yet in Carroll County.
Well, they still have a few up there. Don't worry about that.
Well, not where I'm at. I haven't had a mosquito bite yet.
All right, buddy.
Okay. Talk to you later, Alan.
Thanks, Ron. See, good to hear from you. Take care. Bye-bye. Grabber Ron. All right. Hey, we do have to take a little break. Hey, Pete sent us a nice picture of that snakehead. What a massive fish. Big, thick body on that thing. I'm glad he enjoyed it. So, have to get him down to Chesapeake Outdoors and get him one of those Bubba Blade knives to be able to peel that thing. Yeah, that'll work. Bubba Blade. They got him. Chesapeake Outdoors. Why do I say that? Well, they do. They have that. They have all the Yeti coolers and all the Yeti tumblers. That's what I'm trying to say. That's what I'm trying to get out. Like this one right here. I got this.
And the pink one that you gave to Robin.
And the pink one that Robin has. Yep. She loves that thing. She carries it with her all the time. And this is always in the truck. So, and I fill this on the Eastern Shore. And by the time I get here, hour and a half later, a little over an hour and a half, it's perfect drinking temperature. Mmm.
Drink that coffee.
Mm-hmm. And it's still hot. But if you're going crabbing, you're going fishing, Chesapeake Outdoors is the place on Maryland's Eastern Shore. They're right off Route 50 at exit 39B. That's called Dominion Road. You'll see that exit when you're headed eastbound. You ought to stop by. You really should. I mean, the store's loaded with everything that sportsmen love, hunting and fishing. And if you're a crabber, you know, they take care of some watermen in there, too. So they got the extra tough deck boots. They've got the Grundens. They've got the white boots. They've got the live boxes. If you want to tie up, you know, a live box at your pier and put your crabs in it to, you know, keep them alive, they got those. They got the pots for off the docks. They've got the regular crab traps and trot lines and all the crabbing stuff that you could need, want, or imagine. And, of course, if you're going fishing, everything there. You want a flat of chum? Or alewives, they got all that, you know, buckets of chum, flats of alewives. Yeah. So they're into it, man. That's their deal. That's what they do. Chesapeake Outdoors. First choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers, and Kent Island's largest selection of fishing and crabbing supplies. Exit 39B, Dominion Road on Kent Island, 410-604-2500. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800, 410-455-0800, Linex. Hey, crab and seafood lovers, are you ready for some good times? Well, the Spurry family from the Maryland Eastern Shore has been in the seafood business for over 35 years, specializing in local Maryland crabs and oysters at the famous Chesapeake Landing Restaurant in St. Michael's. They now bring the best of the Eastern Shore across the bridge right here to the Baltimore area. Good Times Crab House, located at 8001 Liberty Road, is just 1 minute off Beltway Exit 18. That's headed west and is now open to serve you the freshest Maryland crabs, local oysters, fresh-picked crab meat, Gulf shrimp, a variety of fresh fish, and Alaska snow crab legs. And Good Times Crab House and Crab Feast Catering specializes in on-site crab feast catering for your large crab feast or event. Look for Good Times on Facebook for daily specials and weekend deals. That number, 443-657-7187, for Good Times and good crabs and seafood. It's Good Times. Crab House, call 443-657-7187. And don't forget our buddies down there in Cambridge, Bay Country Bakery. Yes, Bay Country Bakery serves not only a great breakfast from 6 to 11 Monday through Friday and all day Saturday, but has some of the most delicious, I'd say the delicious, most delicious, not some of, the most delicious fresh baked donuts and pastries and cookies and breads on the entire Eastern Continental Divide. Don't go through fast food chain or, you know, one of those places to get something to eat. Nah. When I'm on Route 50, I look for the big donut on the side of the road right there through Cambridge when I'm going to the marsh or going to the ocean or whatever. It's Bay Country Bakery. Big donut. My mouth and my belly can't wait to stop at Bay Country Bakery for a donut or two and a fresh cup of coffee. You can grab a tasty lunch, too, every day from 11 till 2. Dave and Gina Levy, your host, are trained chefs. They strive to bring you the best. Bay Country Bakery, located at 2951 Coastal Highway, just through Cambridge, on Route 50 East. Think about that big donut, that big pink iced donut with the sprinkles on it. You'll see it right there. Visit their website, like their Facebook page, Bay Country Bakery. Be sure to stop by, say hello. Maybe you might see Robin and I there. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Hey, I'm going to go back to Bay Country Baker here for just a second. Pete sent me a picture. It sent me a picture of the snakehead. He also sent me a picture of the bullfrog. But he said, I ate a terrific chicken salad sandwich and a cherry cheese Danish at Bay Country Bakery while he was near Cambridge fishing. It's better than you describe. No, I didn't say that.
No, he did.
Customer said that. Uh-huh. So there you go. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. Did I say that too fast? It's 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. You can reach it just off Beltway Exit 9, or you can get off Catonsville Avenue. Is it Catonsville Avenue? South off of Catonsville, something south off of 95.
You're talking about off of Caton Avenue?
Yeah, Caton Avenue, south off of 95. Uh-huh. Yeah, and then you can just wind your way right back in there if you're going on 95 coming that way.
But anyway, exactly.
Yeah, been there, done that. Stopped by there the other day, delivered the Maryland Loves Crabs magazine there. And I just want to tell you, they have everything for crabbing. They got the stackable traps, you know, with no top on them. You can stack them right up. They've got the trot lines. They got all kinds of bait, you know, the chicken necks and frozen eels and all that, and alewives as well. Everything for fishing, everything for crabbing. They've got the nets. They've got the steamers. They've got the seasoning. All at Clyde Sports Shop. And rod and reel repair, and gunsmithing, and licenses, and all that. Again, they have that 24-hour, 7 days a week fishing hotline, 247-FISH. That's how I remember it now, since I figured it out and wasn't stupid after doing it for 30 years. 247-FISH. 410-247-3474. Find out where they're biting, what they're biting on at Clyde Sports Shop. 410-242-6108. 242-6108 is a regular phone number. Stop by if you need something for fishing or hunting. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Born on a mountaintop in Tennessee, greenest state in the land of the free. Raised in the woods so he knew every tree. Killed him a bar when he was only three. Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier. Fought single-handed through the
engine. What is this, Retro Week?
Till the creeks was whipped and the peace was in store.
No, it's just good music.
Oh, it is good music.
And, yeah, every once in a while it is good to, you know, like flashback and think about how things used to be versus the way they are now.
I'll tell you, I like listening to classic radio. I really do, you know?
Mm-hmm. Good stuff.
William Conrad and Gunsmoke.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The magic of radio.
Yeah. Did you know they changed Chester's last name when they moved from radio to television?
No.
Yeah, they did.
What was it?
Well, Parley Bear played Chester Proudfoot.
Okay.
And then when they went to television, it was Chester or something else.
Something else.
Yeah. Let's talk to Fran. Hey, Fran.
Yes, good morning.
How are you, dear?
Oh, fine.
Thanks for waiting.
Oh, that's no problem. Listen, I was thinking you guys were all talking about certain people attract more than others.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we know you don't put on any lotion or anything that smells like fruit or flowers.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. But look, I was thinking there's something else that changes a person's smell, and it seems like they really get bitten a lot. I know someone that's on a lot of medication.
Yeah.
And certain medications, when you perspire, changes the smell of your sweat.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, for people who want to go fishing that day, or want to go hunting or whatever, if they take their medicines in the morning, but it's the kind of thing they can wait till after lunch, maybe they should try sometime taking it after lunch and see if they have less problems.
That's possible. Yeah, why not? Sure. Me? I'm going to take my medicine at regular time and wear my Thermacell.
I one pill, and I take it all kinds of time. I know I'm supposed to stick to a time, but I forget it.
I know. Robin's always saying, oh, I forgot to take this.
I got one little pill, and I still, you know.
Yep.
All right. Well, that's just a thought to throw out there.
That's wonderful. Yeah, I like it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think maybe people's biology changes throughout their lives, and you know that's probably why I don't get bit as much anymore.
Mm-hmm. But, mm-hmm.
You know,
this is true.
I was out last evening. Oh my God! Listen to this. You've never heard these words come out of my mouth before.
Uh oh.
I was out trimming and watering the roses last night. you've never heard those words come out of my mouth. Not in 30 years.
That goes right along with your naked gardening day.
Naked gardening? Well, yeah, that's right, I guess.
Careful where you get that mosquito bite.
Yeah. But, no, I think I only got bit once or twice, and I was out there probably 30 minutes, so trimming all the deadheads off the roses. Yeah. Robin had done half of them, and I did the other half and watered everything, but... That's the next guy's department.
Yep. Well,
and we did use some. We got some Rose Town. So that was good. All right, girl. Thank you, Fran. Talk soon.
All right.
See you, babe. Bye-bye. Uncle Stan, the truck driving man.
Well, if I was going to be related to somebody, I'd like to be related to you. Speaking of pills, the lady who just came before me.
That's Fran.
She is a sweet pill.
No kidding.
One day I'd love to meet that woman.
You sure can. Yep. So
what I called for, I just got a second. I pulled this big rig over to the side of the road because you were talking about that. Thermacell?
Thermacell. Yeah. Thermacell.
And where do we find this?
Any sporting goods store.
Great. So I can go right down there to Hammonds Ferry Road.
You should be able to get, yeah, you should be able to. Yep, yep.
I need to stop in there. I need to, and one day we got to connect somewhere. Did you say something about going to Howard County Fairgrounds next month?
Yeah, Labor Day weekend. We'll be there.
Labor Day.
Yep. 1st and 2nd of September.
Okay.
We'll be there.
I'll try to keep that in mind.
Yep.
If I could never find the time to get out of this sucker, I just spoke to my grandson last
night. there's a nationwide shortage of truck drivers.
There is. That speak English. Almost said that. yeah.
I read your thoughts there, Stan.
Yeah, I know. It slipped out. I'm sorry.
That's all right. No problem.
It is. It's getting a little bit scary out here.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah.
I forget what I was going to say now. My grandson, I just talked to him before I got a couple hours sleep last night.
Right.
And apparently the fly rod that I gave him.
Yeah.
He took it to one of those, I guess, pro shops. And, he was beaming. His Zeta bought him a fly rod, and his daddy is going to take him out, and hopefully he can bring Pop-Pop with him. And,
oh, nice, man.
Mr. Allen, I'm afraid that I haven't been fishing since 1997.
Guess what? It hasn't changed.
I'm listening.
It hasn't changed.
Well, the rules and regs might have changed
a little bit. But, yeah, the technique and all that hasn't changed. It's all good.
Well, I can see mostly untangling lines. And
to take the young man to a farm pond that's on flat ground and no weeds around it if he wants to learn how to fly fish.
Well, I learned in the South Branch of Potomac River.
Well, yeah, but, you know, you got hung up a lot, too.
Yeah, it was part of the deal.
Yeah, it's all part of the deal. I mean, I get it.
I Googled that. I Googled that, Hampshire County, West Virginia, and oh my God. It brings back memories, but, that's.
Now, Hampshire County, tell me what towns are around there. I don't know counties in West Virginia, but
it's about 2 miles south. You got to cross that little bridge there. It's about 2 miles south of Old Town, Maryland. If you were coming across
yeah.
Green Ridge, you go down to the other
yeah,
side.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
51, hang a right.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we used to go down that way every Saturday morning on our way to the North Branch of Potomac.
Oh, and when you step out of the South Branch of the river, it feels like the good Lord himself just baptized
you. I got to tell you something, man. Some of my most fondest memories of my teenage youth were spent right there in Springfield, West Virginia, wading that river. And, you know, we didn't fly fish, but we were spin fishing. We'd catch our minnows the night before and put them in a 10-gallon milk can. And anything that fit in the net fit in the milk can. And that's what we fished with the next day. And we took our individual floating minnow buckets and tied them on our belt and put our worms in another can and held them up a little higher to keep them out of the water. And down through the river we went fishing minnows and live night crawlers, catching channel cats and fall fish and bluegills and rock bass. And our target fish was smallmouth bass. And
it's a funny thing you mentioned that town, because I'm going to tell you, in my misspent youth, long hair and all, I went up there and do things proper. Got an out-of-state fishing license.
You did not.
I did too.
Okay.
I did too. Everything's got to be copacetic. And, God bless West Virginia. I'll give him a couple bucks. And, stepped in there, and this is the old timey, tackle store.
I remember.
They looked at me with the long hair and my girlfriend standing next to me, and the young man leans over the counter and says, well, here, I got to fill out this paper for you, name, rank, serial number, and all that.
Right, right.
And he's going height, weight, eyes, hair, sex, and looking at my long hair. And my girlfriend said, every chance he gets. That was West Virginia back in the day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well.
Back in the day.
I remember driving the back road back into the camp on the river that my buddy's brother had back there.
Mm-hmm.
And you take the long way in, you're going to see some real tar paper shacks and kids running around with no clothes on outside. I'm not kidding. It was
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, but it was the sticks, man. I'm telling you, it was the sticks.
Yeah, just leave the interstate and follow all the orange hoses. Oh, that's the west, southwest central side of West Virginia.
Anyway. Yeah, but I tell you, Wardensville, Lost River, all that area down there, man, that was so much. Romney, that was so much fun.
Still my beating heart.
There you go. All right, buddy.
I had plans. Mr. Allen, always here.
You're going to make me cry. I'll see you later.
You?
All right. Thanks, Steve.
Talk to you a little bit, Mr. Allen.
All right, buddy. Take care. Bye-bye. Sandy, Middle River, how you doing?
Oh, pretty good. You guys are making me feel like old homes week. I'm from West Virginia, too.
Oh, there you go. Good for you. I'm not from there, but I spent a lot of time there when I was a teenager, that's for sure.
Oh, I grew up there and went to school up there in Fairmont, Morgan County.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
You know, we used to go down to Mouth of Seneca.
Yep.
To go fishing, and beautiful down there. Beautiful.
No question.
But the reason I was calling was that you guys were talking about mosquitoes.
Right.
Okay. The chemical that is in your skin that attracts mosquitoes and also snakes are pheromones.
Right. And also women.
Yeah. Well, it depends on what kind of guy it is. It could be wolf instead.
Could be what?
A wolf. Instead of a snake?
A wolf. Oh, it could be a wolf. Oh, you're talking about on your side attracting. Never mind. Let's continue on.
Yeah, well, I got a warped sense of humor. I'm sorry. That's my boyfriend's fault. But that's all I needed to tell you.
Pheromones. Okay.
All righty, you guys.
All right, Sandy.
Day.
Thanks for the call. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Ronnie Cox,
right. And
I can picture
John Boyd.
Yeah, I was about to say I can picture him, but I couldn't remember his
John
name.
John Boyd.
Yep.
The bow hunting movie, if I recall.
Yep.
Oh, no. Was it John Boyd pulled the bow back and couldn't shoot the deer? He was shaking so bad, or was that Ronnie Cox?
It's been so long. I want to say it was John Boyd.
I think it was John Boyd. Yeah,
because I know that Burt Reynolds did not have a problem with that bow and arrow.
No, he didn't. No,
not at all.
All right. Nice way to end that West Virginia thing, but. Unfortunately, that was not West Virginia where that movie was filmed, but that's all right. Pretty close, though, that country. Yeah, that back
exactly.
Country. Yeah. I was never scared, though. I mean, I was never, you know. We used to go down and sleep in the car. I mean, we'd go down Friday night and stay over. I mean, you know, stay overnight and just sleep. Everybody slept in the car. And it was...
Heaven.
Yeah. Wake up the next morning. Mm-hmm. Start a campfire, cook rabbit, cook fish, mm-hmm. you know, right in the campfire. Oh, man. And then you catch some nice fish and you take them up on shore and you clean them. And first time I ever ate fall fish. Fall fish are just buttery and delicious and very tender, but they're a little bit mushy and bony, but they're very, very tasty. But we did it all, man. I loved it. So. Get a lot of text here. Well, let's see. Fred Ryan Thaler and Betty Panabaker got their limit of rockfish already. They're on their way back. So,
wow.
Yeah, let's see.
Must have started real early.
Chris, you read Robin's mind on music. Couldn't text play dueling banjos fast enough. Ned Beatty. What did I say? Didn't I say Ned Beatty?
Yeah, you said Ned Beatty. You said the entire cast.
Oh, okay. Yep. Yeah, those four guys. That's pretty interesting. So I can't name any of the hillbillies, though. I don't know who those actors were.
Nah, I think that they were actually local.
That's very possible. Very possible. Yeah.
Because they looked the part.
That they did, but I don't know if they were local or not.
Well, I mean, it'd be very easy to check.
Yeah.
Classic movie.
Very classic. Very classic. So is Jeremiah Johnson, my favorite movie.
Yes.
So, but that's all right. Where'd the caller go?
Well, if they're heading out, then, you know, they could easily, and they're listening to us, because we're
they're listening. Yeah, they're on there.
And in the car, they could easily call.
That's true. In the car. Yeah, call from your car. Oh, man. Well, hey, send your hunting pictures in from last season or from turkey season or whatever. Ellis at EllisOutdoors.com, working on the fall issue of the Hunting Quarterly. We got some great deer. Got some great deer coming in through bucks, bears, stags, too. Bucks, bears, and stags. Bucks-bears-stags.com. If you want to get your deer measured for the upcoming Maryland record book that we're producing, please feel free to do so. That's for sure. We're glad to do that for you. Right now it's time for me to tell you about Good Times Crab House and Crab Feast Catering. You ready for some good times, crab and seafood lovers? Well, the Spurry family over there in the Eastern Shore, they have imported some of that Eastern Shore goodness to the Western Shore here, came across the bridge and brought some crabs with them. And they're selling them at Good Times Crab House at 8001 Liberty Road. Now, that's 1 minute westbound off Beltway Exit 18, although they're on the eastbound side. They're now open to serve you the freshest Maryland crabs, local oysters, fresh crab meat, Gulf shrimp, variety of fresh fish, and Alaska snow crab legs. Good Times Crab House and Crab Feast Catering. They specialize in on-site crab feast catering for your large events. You having a get-together, you call them in, they'll steam them up and serve you right there on your site. Family reunions and fire halls and church groups and all that, give Good Times a call. You can see them on Facebook for their daily specials and their weekend deals, but give them a call, 443-657-7187 for Good Times and good crabs and seafood. It's Good Times Crab House, 443-657-7187.
Who's on WCBM.
That was me. Go ahead.
WCBM, Baltimore.
Sunny, hot weather for the weekend. We're in the mid-90s out there this afternoon. Little to no wind either. Heat index values in the shade approaching 100. So keep the water coming this weekend. If you're going to be outside, take breaks in the AC. And look before you lock. Check that back seat twice before walking away from your vehicle. 72 degrees, our warm low temp for tonight. And in the mid-90s for Sunday, mid-90s for Monday as well. I'm meteorologist Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner, truck gear and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex. Chesapeake Outdoors. First choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers with Kent Island's largest selection of fishing and crabbing supplies. For crabbers, you've got the pots that you can put off your dock. You've got your live boxes for that, too. Got all the traps and all the buoys and all the lines and all the bait and all the trot lines and all the nets and the waterman's boots if you want to look like a waterman. They got them, too, the white boots. They've got the extra tough boots, which are pretty cool. They got the grundens or however you say that gear if you need to, you know, for tough weather. They've got that as well. Chesapeake Outdoors. Now, they have everything for fishing, too. Everything for the Chesapeake Bay, tidal rivers, freshwater fishing, full selection, live bait, frozen bait for everything. Chumman, you name it. They're located on Route 50 East, exit 39B. That's Dominion Road on Kent Island, right off Route 50. That would be an eastern-bound direction. Their phone number is 410-604-2500. Their friendly and courteous staff is standing by to answer all your questions regarding fishing and crabbing and hunting and the great outdoors. It's Chesapeake Outdoors. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
Hey, your full-line Browning dealer in Baltimore is Clyde Sports Shop. That's right, Browning Firearms. The Browning Buckmark Pistols for home protection and target shooting. The 725 Saturi for shotgun sports like sporting clays and trap and skeet. The A5. The A5 is the most reliable, fastest cycling, best performing, and softest shooting recoil-operated autoloader on the planet. And I will have one someday, no question. The BPS pump comes in a DuraTouch finish, which keeps your fingerprints off of it and features bottom ejection so you're not slamming your buddy in the goose blind in the side of the head when you eject a shell. And then there's the Maxis. The Maxis is built for waterfowl hunting perfection. Go in, put one up to your shoulder. Make sure that you got your credit card with you because they take all the credit cards. And you, too, can purchase one of these fine firearms from Browning at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit 9. That phone number, 410, is 242-6108, 242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop.
Talk radio 680, WCBM.
Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowards. Don't let them pick guitars and drive them old trucks. Make them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. They'll never stay home and they're always alone. Even with someone they love. Cowboys ain't easy to love and they're harder to hold. And they'd rather give you a song than diamonds or gold. Long star belt buckles and old faded Levi's. And each night begins a new day. And if you don't understand him and he don't die young, you probably just ride away.
Let's talk to Shane over there in Farmville. How you doing, Shane?
Fine, thank you, sir.
What's going on?
This is on your, I guess, pest. They've been talking about on the radio down here. There's this invasive weed that's been around, I guess, for a while. It's called the giant hogweed.
Yeah, I heard about that. Can burn you.
Yeah, they even said it'll make you blind if you get the stuff in your eyes.
Yeah, don't do that.
Have you ever seen it?
I've not seen it. Nope, I've not seen it. What I have seen, and I meet with a buddy who's very concerned about it here in Maryland, and it's taken over our reservoirs, is called basket weave grass. Have you ever heard of that?
No, but they have something down here called, I think it's called kudzu.
Kudzu, yeah. Kudzu's also invasive. I mean, there's a bunch of invasive weeds, but this basket weave grass is horrible.
It's aquatic?
Nope. Nope. Okay. It grows low to the ground, but it takes over for every bit of ground cover. And when it takes over the ground, you don't see any birds, you don't see any small animals, you don't see anything. And the seeds are sticky. So if you walk through it, you're going to spread the seeds.
Oh.
And they stick to your clothes, they stick to animals' legs and fur and everything else, and it just propagates like wild. But
holy
it's
cow.
But it is horrible. Look it up. It's basket weave grass.
Okay.
All right. And if you see it, it needs to be wiped out, but it's too far gone in the reservoirs to kill it. So
I guess if they're not crossing the borders, they're crossing some other way.
They're crossing everything. Yep.
Oh, jeez.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. So we'll keep our eyes out.
All right. Take care.
Take care. Thanks, Shane. Bye-bye. John Glenarm, good morning. What's up?
Good morning. I've got a quick question. I have a Thompson centerfire black powder 50 caliber.
Okay.
I have four snakes for my shotguns and rifles. Do they manufacture a four snake for a black powder 50 caliber?
Yes, they do.
They do?
They do.
Okay. Well,
and if not, you can buy one for a 20 gauge and it'll work just as fine.
You can buy one, I'm sorry.
You can buy one for a 20 gauge shotgun and it'll work just as well.
20 gauge for the 50 caliber?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Enjoy it. I use a boar snake all the time.
Yeah, they work great, especially when you're out there in the field. Black powder and you want to reload quick.
That's right. You got it, buddy.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, John. Take care. And there he goes. Oh, there she is. Okay. Well, folks, we have come to the end of another Outdoorsman